Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazine, and it's a beautiful day in Philadelphia. The Phillies have made the playoffs, guys.
Woo!
Joe Haley, our managing editor, is very happy about that, aren't you, Joe?
Yes, I am.
Andy Cohn, editor of Counselor Magazine, on the other hand, maybe not so happy about
not
that.
Not so much.
Andy, what the heck happened to your Mets?
Well, they like to, you know, annually just fall apart in September, so that's what happened.
What, they've lost, like, how many games lately?
Well, they're done now, so it's in the past tense.
Yes.
Lost.
So they
not
lost.
Not have lost, they've
like
lost.
Like seven
they're
out
done.
Of nine games or something crazy like that?
Yeah, whatever. It's over with. We move on to football now.
Okay, fine. Well, Kathy Houston is out today with a very mysterious virus, so that leaves Michelle Bell, who seems wholly disinterested in the whole baseball thing. Is that right, Michelle?
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't care
Do you know who
less.
The Phillies are? You do. You know that, correct?
I couldn't care less.
Big fan of the Philly fanatic?
He's frightening. He's the thing that chases me in my dreams.
Filling in for Kathy this morning is the very sassy Joan Chaykin, another one of our managing editors who just got back from the Advantages Rose Shows in SoCal, and she's going to give us the buzz in a little while. Welcome, Joan. Think you can handle these guys?
I think so. Good to be here.
As always, our phone lines are open. Give us a call right now at 215-953-4979 and tell us who you want to win the World Series. Joe, we've got a show so jam-packed today, I don't know if we can fit it all in. Tell us what's on tap.
Well, we're going to try. We do have a full slate. Today, we have an exclusive interview with Norwood President and CEO Paul Loggie. And our newcomer to the show, Joan Chaykin, is going to give us the buzz from last week's Advantages Roadshow. Is Thanksgiving the new Christmas? Stay tuned to find out. Hey, Michelle, put it down. That's right. We're going to look at people's addiction to their crackberries.
Look, she's even got it right now.
Don't mock me.
It just rang a minute ago.
Don't mock my addiction.
ASI was recently visited by management guru Ken Blanchard. You'll want to keep listening to find out what he told us and what some of his top management tips are. Although the NFL season is only 4 weeks away, 4 weeks old, advertisers are already gearing up for the Super Bowl. And you also need to stay tuned for your chance to win a $50 gas card.
$50.
$50. Woohoo. Right. Have you ever hired someone you wanted to fire even before the first day was over? Well, we're going to talk
Absolutely.
About some top hiring mistakes.
Don't look at me, Melinda.
Well, she didn't hire you. And what are the benefits to employers when their people work remotely? All this and Andy Cohn's going to give you the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
Thanks, Joe.
Ooh, very official.
The music is important. Franchise Services, Inc., the parent company of franchises such as Sir Speedy and PIP Printing, announced that it has acquired Signal Graphics. Signal Graphics has 34 locations in 15 states and will now be a part of the more than 600 locations in 13 countries that Franchise Services currently operates. Steve Morris, the founder and former CEO of Signal Graphics, will now retire from the organization. We also have a couple of apparel sector notes from the industry. Rivers End Trading Company, a Counselor Top 40 supplier, announced that it will now be carrying three lines from fellow supplier Ashworth. Rivers End will be offering the Ashworth, Callaway, and Sun Ice product lines to the ad specialty market. Also, Dunbrook has announced that it has extended its partnership with Reebok through 2011. Dunbrook will continue to serve as the exclusive provider of Reebok-branded apparel, headwear, and bags to the ad specialty industry. As we announced in a breaking news alert last week, Norwood Promotional Products announced its intention to move its souvenir brand from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, to its facility in Red Wing, Minnesota. And on the phone with us now to discuss the move is Paul Loggie, President and CEO of Norwood. Paul, how are you?
Oh, great. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us.
Sure.
So, Paul, what can you tell us about the move and how you came to that decision?
Well, unfortunately, we were victims of the flood in June, and our facility experienced about 11 feet of water in the facility. It's 200 yards from the Cedar River. So, unfortunately, as much as we wanted to try to re-inhabit that facility, it really became impossible as we can't get flood insurance for the area. And so we had to make a decision that we were going to have to move out of that particular facility. We had a choice of trying to relocate into the Cedar Rapids area or moving to one of our other facilities. We didn't find anything really suitable for us in Cedar Rapids or in its immediate area. So we made the tough decision to relocate to Red Wing, and but I think most importantly, we've offered every single person from the receptionist to the general manager an opportunity to move to Red Wing with financial assistance to get there so we can keep the brand as solid as it's been.
Now, Paul, will customers of Norwood notice any changes?
They really shouldn't. We're really keeping some of our account executives will be working from home. We're going to have a work-at-home program for them. Again, we'll have some of our management people will be relocating to Red Wing. So we're going to run a factory within the factory, per se. In other words, we really want to keep that souvenir group together. It's a pretty tight-knit group.
As far as the time frame is concerned, when do you expect to have souvenir fully up and running from Red Wing?
Well, when we had the original flood, we actually moved all the equipment up to Red Wing at that time. So we've been actually operating out of there kind of temporary. We've been using a bus service to shuttle people from Cedar Rapids there. We have just 10 machines left in. We actually put 10 machines back into Cedar Rapids. So officially we will be done by the end of November. We will completely shut down the operation and be 100% up in Red Wing.
I imagine you've been spending a lot of time up there yourself.
Well, we just got back from Cedar Rapids. Obviously, it was an emotional thing to have to talk to people from that standpoint. But, yeah, you're going to get a contingency of Norwood management people working through this transition as quickly as possible.
Great. Well, Paul, thanks very much for joining us, and best of luck to you guys with that move.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks. So we're going to pause for a moment from our sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, we'll check in with Joan Chaikin, who's going to bring us all the buzz from the Advantages Roadshows in SoCal.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. Our phone lines are wide open. Please give us a call right now at 215-953-4979 and tell us what's on your mind. Now, Joan, you spent the last week in SoCal, is that right?
That's right.
SoCal.
You were in Newport Beach? Yes, SoCal.
Oof.
So you were in the OC, Ontario, and Culver City.
Mm-hmm.
You were at the Advantages and Roadshows, so you got to meet with a lot of distributors and suppliers. What was on everyone's mind? What was the buzz? I imagine some people were talking about the financial crisis.
Exactly. I mean, you would think that would have been the main topic, but surprisingly, this was a cautiously optimistic group, a very polite, professional group of people. I mean, you scratch the surface a little bit, ask them, you push them on it, there was some anger, you know, like, how did we get to this point? There were actually a couple reps that I spoke with who actually were directly affected by the collapse of Washington Mutual. Another rep who lives in California has been struggling with his mortgage, which, you know, he's
part of the
he's
crisis.
Paying for it, right, yeah. But all in all, there are still profits to be made, they say. One supplier bragged pretty much that his profits were up 40% over last year. The general feeling is it's going to get worse before it gets better.
I'd say.
Yes.
But not a lot of negativity, you're saying. Well, you know those Southern Californians. Everybody's laid back and happy.
Take it in
stride. Of course, that was also sunshine. Before Congress chose to bungle the whole thing.
Well, yeah, this was before.
Was that when the tumbled another 500
morons in Washington?
The bailout was going to happen.
No, what about the presidential campaign? Were people telling you who they were supporting?
Well, if California is any indication of the rest of the country, there's no clear-cut favorite.
Really?
Everybody kept saying, that I spoke with, that they were keeping an open mind. There was no one saying definitely McCain or definitely Obama.
So a lot of independents.
A lot of independents. A lot of people waiting to see how things are going to shake out. There was a woman who kind of said she didn't feel that McCain was in touch with the average person because of his... saying, oh, I don't know how many, who doesn't know how many homes they have.
Please, let's not be ageist.
He has seven homes, I believe.
But she wasn't crazy about Obama either, and she kind of wished that he had chosen Hillary for a running mate.
So she hated everyone.
She pretty much, yeah, she just liked Hillary.
She's going to vote for Ron Paul.
Any hot products that you saw at the show?
Well, you know, I was really struck by the imprinting options that, you know, the suppliers just keep evolving and amazing four-color processes on things that you'd never think they'd be able to get imprints on. There was a lot of really neat lenticular products, things that look, you know, motion and 3D designs. I was not surprised, but you know, all the suppliers, all the drinkware suppliers are very well versed on this whole BPA issue. There's plenty of BPA-free offerings.
They label everything now.
They reassure people. They understand the issue. I mean, short of saying, you know, unless you're putting baby bottles in the microwave, you know, you're going to be okay. You know, see,
of course, that does happen with many people.
I think I just did that last night, but we won't talk about that. Well, thanks so much, Joan. If you'd like to talk to us on the air, give us a call at 215-953-4979. Now, Joan, before we let you off the hook today, I've heard you going around the office proclaiming that Thanksgiving is the new Christmas.
She's crazy.
What the heck is that all about? She's like gobbling like a turkey.
Well, it turns out there is a trend now that sending corporate gifts before Christmas is actually a better way to stand out and be remembered. You're going to beat the rush. People are going to remember, and you don't have to spend a bundle. You can just send a nice edible item. You know, they recommend individual items, maybe cookies imprinted, and to think it out. You know, make it more personal, and you're going to beat that big rush, that big Christmas rush. And
I think that's a smart idea.
You know, I talked to Tom Reardon this morning. He was driving his car from Maple Ridge Farms.
Yep.
And we were talking about this, and he said, while it's a nice idea, in his 30 years in the industry, he said it rarely happens that way, that people, while they have good intentions,
for the reasons
that Joan said.
Procrastination.
They procrastinate because they know they have Christmas to fall back on. They know they have Hanukkah and Christmas and all the Kwanzaa to fall back on. They just kind of, Thanksgiving falls through the cracks.
Sure. But with the economy now, it may be more of an incentive to get things out early. With shipping costs going up, you want to beat that rush. You want to shop early.
Well, I know that Tom before, too, has said that, you know, as much as they tell distributors to put in their orders early, you know, they get like a crazy percentage of holiday orders in the last 3 weeks before
Absolutely.
The holidays.
Yeah.
So certainly if you want, you know, if you want more time and you don't want to have to put in rush orders and probably pay rush fees, that would be a good idea.
I like the idea of just standing out.
You know the idea of getting a present for Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, but just standing.
Your birthday's in December, right, Andy?
Yes.
And you celebrate.
Between
your family
Thanksgiving
celebrates
and Christmas.
Christmas and Hanukkah, I believe.
Yeah.
So you're getting like all your presents in like a week.
And Happy New
Year,
Andy.
Yeah, it's great.
Right.
And my son's birthday and my anniversary.
So you would
all in the span of like 4 weeks.
It's all about you in December, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a dreidel.
Wow, that won't go too far. But thank you. Will it have chocolate inside?
Yes.
That might work.
And I'll sing the dreidel song for you. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Oh my, you just sang. Nice.
All right, guys. Now we're going to hear a pause from one of our show sponsors say thank you with coffee. When we return, we'll find out what Michelle would rather give up. Michelle, it's going to be a tough decision. Blackberries or men? Think about it.
Say Thank You with Coffee is not your traditional coffee supplier. They go beyond simply logoing their gourmet coffee products. They offer individual personalization. Each coffee gift bag can be individually personalized with the name of the person receiving the coffee gift at no additional charge. Say Thank You with Coffee's coffee is fresh roasted at 4 a.m., cooled, ground, packaged, and shipped before 5 p.m. the same day. No setup fees. Give them a call at 904-861-4641.
We are back with ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. In a few minutes, we're going to have our weekly trivia contest where listeners can call in and win a $50 gas card. If you're interested, call us now at 215-953-4979 and get a chance to win. In the meantime, a new study just came out, guys, showing just how much business people are addicted to blackberries. I guess those are, what do they call it?
Crackberries.
Some people are more addicted than most, and I would think Michelle might fall into that category. But Michelle, tell us about the survey.
Well, the survey says that 87% of people bring their blackberries with them to bed, which I do, by the way.
You sleep with your blackberry.
Next to me. Isn't that awful?
And do you turn over and
check it periodically? I know. It's like a bad addiction.
All right, that's frightening.
And when it doesn't work, I develop a twitch and apoplexy. It's awful. 84% said they check them right before going to bed or waking in the morning. 85% say they check them in the middle of the night if they wake up.
Like you.
Like me. And 35% said they'd give up their significant other rather than give up their BlackBerry.
And would you fall into that category? Blackberries or men?
Well, she has
my God. Blackberries.
You would have,
really?
You would
BlackBerry. I would keep the BlackBerry. Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, men are replaceable.
Well, it's in bed with her.
Men are replaceable.
Well, yeah, I guess.
What about BlackBerries or the cats?
No. I'd pick the cats.
Does your BlackBerry have a name? Like your
Did
cats?
Did you name the cats yet?
Do we see a
Blinky? It's called Blinky.
You see a little pattern here? A little pattern here.
Do you talk to it before going to sleep?
Yes, I stroke it.
Pillow talk. Okay. Well.
All righty then.
As we digress.
Perfect.
Wow. Well, that's a picture I don't want to see. On another note, ASI was very lucky to have a visit from a top management guru last.
How do we segue?
Clumsily.
How do we segue from that?
Clumsily.
Let's just forget it even happened. Let's
do that.
Tell us about who was in the office last week.
We had Ken Blanchard, the author of The 1 Minute Manager, one of the most best-selling business books of all time.
Best-selling.
Yeah.
Bestest.
Right. Bestest. Bestest.
Bestest.
Mostest.
The bestest.
Mostest.
Bestest. And he talked to us about. Okay, settle down. He talked to us about leadership and how entrepreneurs are successful. He also has a recent book out, The 1 Minute Entrepreneur. So he touched on that as well, as he knows that a lot of people in this industry are entrepreneurs. So
what were the top tips for the audience in terms of management?
For leadership, he had a few. I would say that they were resolve, the ability to bounce back from any issues. Humility, knowing that there's other people who can also do your job. And the ability to listen. That's really the thing that he probably focused most on. For good leadership, the ability for a manager to listen to their people's insights and input and run with it.
I liked his characterization of some companies as just having a bunch of ducks working.
Yeah,
for
quack,
them.
Quack, quack.
Mallards.
Quack,
quack. Mallards.
What did he say about that?
He said people just can't get out of their own way. They just fall into the line of the way they have always done business, and they just, say things like, well, that's the way we do it around here. And then he would say, quack, quack.
Can you say that again?
I can't possibly
he
do
sings,
that.
He sings, he dances, he
quacks.
Yeah,
I think the point he's trying to make is, if you're not empowering your people to make decisions and, make smart decisions, then they're just going to go around quacking all day.
That's right.
No one wants.
I've lost Michelle now.
It absolutely drives me nuts when you talk to someone on the phone and they can't go off their script and they're just so robotic about that and they don't know
how
to solve problems.
They're quacking.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, that was better. That was better.
My quack's better than your quack.
My quack, quack.
That's your gobble.
My quack can beat you. Oh, God.
I have a really good gobble.
Don't start. Right, she barks like a dog, too.
Oh my God, that was the most frightening thing I've ever heard.
You
in my
just
life.
Scared
See,
everybody
we don't need
away.
Sound effects
Please
in here
don't
because,
do that again.
Okay.
With more animals, I think we just jumped the shark. Did we just jump the shark on that?
I think we might have.
All right, guys, let's talk Super Bowl. The economy may not be so good right now, but apparently Super Bowl advertising is way, way up.
And I hear the Jets are going to be there.
Yeah, dream on. Not and really they've already announced a halftime entertainment. So, Joe, give us the Super Bowl scoop.
Well, here's the Super Bowl scoop. Just coming off of a very successful Beijing Olympics, NBC has already sold 85% of their available advertising for the Super Bowl. That includes 12 30-second spots that are going for $3 million each. They have 10 of those spots left, and they're sure that they're going to sell them. Now, in previous years, around this time of year...
banks bought the spots.
Let's not go there. In previous years, they've usually only sold about 60% of the available advertising. So advertising dollars are up, even though GM has decided not to advertise at the Super Bowl. It's been big news this past week.
It's always Budweiser that's like one of the main ones, right?
Yeah, yeah, Budweiser and Pepsi.
Yeah, they trot out the horses and they like
no
the football
pun
around. Yeah,
and,
there you go. Actually,
no
there,
pun intended.
There wasn't, but I'll
the Clydesdales?
Yeah, whatever.
We all sit there and we watch, and the next day we come into the office and talk about our favorite spots.
Now tell me, who's the entertainment this year?
The entertainment this year is Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Mm.
That should be pretty good, actually.
I think it'll be really
good.
You know
what, though? The last few years, ever since the big wardrobe malfunction, it seems like they've used kind of has-been.
They had the Stones, for Christ's sake.
They're wrong.
It's not has-been. It's just they're safer picks.
Safe facts. The people aren't going to do anything different.
Safe facts, good acts. Well, who would you want?
I mean, Bruce is still getting like 100,000 people a show at outdoor events.
Have you ever seen him in concert?
Yeah, he's
awesome.
Good.
Absolutely amazing.
But he just sings about the old days. Glory days.
He has one song. He has one song.
It's all about, like, back in high school, everyone looked better.
But he's singing about people who are stuck in glory days.
Yes, he's stuck in glory days. I don't know.
You tell her, Joan.
I live in Jersey, and I know he's a huge, draw, but I just don't get it.
Who would you have picked?
I would pick someone current.
Who?
If you were in charge of Super Bowl halftime.
The girl who sings the cherry lipstick.
The Jonas Brothers?
The Jonas Brothers?
Is that who you're going to pick?
Montana?
Yeah.
No.
Who are you going to pick?
I don't get it. Like Gwen Stefani. How about her? She wouldn't be good?
No,
she'd be good.
You're a fan.
I'll take her.
I'm selling you.
That's not bad. I'll
Michelle,
take that.
Michelle, any thoughts on this? Michelle's just daydreaming. Wow.
I would have the Stones every year. God darn it.
Wow. A rather mild expletive for you.
There is voice of reason.
I don't know. You know, let's pick, Kanye West.
Oh, Gwen God. Stefani. Oh, don't even. You're just just antagonizing
me. Grammys this year? Let's pick, the top people. Rihanna. No?
No.
You don't know who Rihanna is, so you can't really comment on her. Okay, in a few minutes, we're going to do our trivia contest. Call us right now at 215-953-4979 to win a $50 gas card. We have a caller on the phone, someone from Say Thanks with Coffee, who's one of our show sponsors. And he is on line 3, Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great show today.
Oh, thank you very
much. Quack, quack.
Thank you very much. First of all, apologies for someone had a faux pas a few weeks ago. And
that would be me.
And we thought Lee was a girl.
I'm sorry, Lee.
But now we
know. Michelle, you're forgiven.
Thank you.
All right, Lee, have a question for you. Sure. What type of companies are buying coffee as a promotional product?
We can say that over the last 6-8 months, small business, cruise lines, big business, trade shows, and hotels. And let me expand a little bit on that. Small business, we find that distributors are going out to, and I guess examples would be the best way, AC installers, carpet stores, automobile repair shops. These people find a need to be competitive, and by being competitive, they're thanking their customer and reminding the customer that, hey, thanks for buying carpet from our store, etc. Cruise lines, those folks out there, they are, we've been very fortunate with this group, they are thanking their cruisers after they get back home and saying, hey, in addition to the wonderful coffee that we're sending you, here's a coupon for 10% off next year. Big business, as always, corporate meetings, thanking people out there. Yep. Trade shows, we found a real niche there in that they like to thank their booth visitors. So they do a trade show, they come away with 150 qualified prospects, and we do the fulfillment for them in addition to the coffee. We'll send them coffee, catalogs, coupons, and a thank you letter.
Okay, now we're stuck on an elevator at an ASI show and we're going up to the 10th floor. I'm a distributor. I have you for 25 seconds. You're going to tell me, how do I sell your product?
Three easy points. First one, individually personalized, not just logoed with corporate information. We say this coffee is specially prepared for, and it will be the distributor's customer's customer. Second point is 45 million cups a day are purchased in America. It's very, very popular. And the third thing I would tell the distributor is freshness. We roast green beans starting at 4 a.m., and it's out the door by 5:30, shipped any place in the country in 1 to 3 days, versus grocery store coffee or even Starbucks that runs 4 or 5 weeks, as much as 3 months after it's roasted before you drink it. Those 3 points sell it.
Very good. Thank you, Lee, for calling in.
Thanks, Lee.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
All right, now it's time for our big trivia contest. Chance to win a $50 gas card. We've got several contestants on the line. Let's start on line 4 with Kippy Hetzel. Kippy, how are you doing today?
Good, thanks, Melinda. How are you?
I'm good. Are you feeling lucky?
I am. I'm always feeling lucky.
All right. Well, here, Joe Haley's going to ask the big question.
Okay, I'm ready, Joe.
All right, ready, Kip? We all know that a few years ago in the Super Bowl, there was a wardrobe malfunction. Here's the question. What two singers were involved in Nipplegate?
Oh, my gosh. I think that would be Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake.
Woo! Nailed it on the first try.
You win a $50 gas card, Kippy.
Well, that is fantastic. I'm very happy to participate, and I am lucky today.
Oh, very
well,
good.
Well, congratulations. Stay on the line for just a minute, and thanks so much for calling.
Thanks, Kippy.
Thanks, Kippy.
Thanks, guys. Okay.
All right, guys, we've all made them. Hiring mistakes. An article came out today. Thanks very much for that, Frank. An article came out today in Entrepreneur magazine talking about the 7 hiring mistakes for startups. Do you want to hear what some of them are?
Yeah, bring it up. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now these are for startup companies, so you can imagine some of these. One is hiring someone just because you know them. You know, people hiring friends and things like that. That's a bad mistake. Mm-hmm. Another one is hiring someone to help them out. Okay, so you know that
you
someone needs a job
them.
And you feel sorry for them. These are all, things that hopefully none of us would do, but you never know. And one is not knowing what job you want to hire for. So, you're just ramping up really quickly, and so you're just putting people in spots, but maybe not in the right spots.
Right.
Now, I'm sure no one on this panel has ever made a hiring mistake. Is that correct?
Never. I only want to hire pretty people. Pretty people are better.
And has that ever, does that work for you, that strategy?
No, of course not.
Well, you're pretty, you're half my swallowed.
No, because you've never found people pretty enough.
You know, Andy and I used to work for this company in New York, and I remember this person, we'll call Mark. His name actually was Mark. Who there was a section
named after your husband?
No, it was not my husband.
Just shout out to Mark.
But there was a section, if you remember, in our office that wasn't being used of all these empty cubicles, and Mark would always go missing. And he was a big late night partier, and it turns out that he made himself a nice little bed over in the cubicle area. Nice. And so we figured that out, and then whenever anyone was looking for Mark, we would troll the empty cubicles, and there you have it.
There he was, pillow and blankie in hand.
We had a new hire here, and very, very talented writer, and on his first day, he disappeared at lunchtime for 3 hours, and I panicked and thought he had quit, and I said, you know, when he come back, I said, dude, what happened? And he says, oh, he went out to lunch with his dad. So 3 days later, he leaves for lunch and never comes back. And the next day, I'm like, what happened? I thought you, you know, quit again. It's like, no, he had a headache, drove to get aspirin at CVS and decided to just go home. Never told anyone
without
anything.
Without calling his boss.
Without calling his boss, nothing. Then the
go ahead.
The first day of his second week, he decides that he's not going to show up to work. And he calls in. He's stuck in Boston. He went there with some friends for the weekend. And he was stuck in Boston and wouldn't get in.
He was really cute, though.
See? There you go. And there it is. You
let him I bet he didn't last long. Very long, though, I'm guessing.
He lasted less than a year.
Ah. Well, we once had we once hired someone again at the old company in New York who we knew immediately after we hired her that she was wrong. When I took her to lunch, and she told me that she was having a hex removed on her boyfriend, and she'd gone to some witch doctor, and the woman, she knew there was a hex on her, and the woman cracked an egg, and she saw her ex-boyfriend's picture in the
yolk.
In the yolk. And so then
Penn and Teller do that in Las Vegas, I think.
Well, anyway, she went. It all went downhill from there, unfortunately.
Well, then there's sometimes the people you never get around to hiring, but it's just that awful and dreadful interview process. Last year, 2 years ago, Melinda, we had the nervous, sweaty guy who was just sweating profusely and shaking. I did too. You just wanted to, you know, let him out the door
or give him a towel,
Or give him a hug or something. He was just
Want to give him a hug.
I've never seen someone so nervous in their life.
I felt bad for him. He was a nice guy. Hopefully, he cleaned up his act.
Popped his brow.
I also had a woman who came in once, and you know, we had a fine interview, and at the end she asked me where the nearest bar was.
God bless her.
And her name was not Michelle, in case anyone was wondering.
Michelle
so we
with the
hired
flask.
Her immediately.
Yeah, so a lot of mistakes out there. Best to nip them in the bud, so to speak.
Yeah, bud nipping.
Well, guys, more and more people are working remotely these days. That shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody. I know there we have a lot of suppliers out there who let their customer service reps work from home, and a lot of distributors work from home. So the question is, are these people more productive than their in-office counterparts? And Michelle, maybe you can enlighten us.
I think that they can be. I think it's twofold. You know, I think it's a good thing for company morale, and that company employees get to save money on gas. Mm-hmm. They get to work from home maybe 1 or 2 days a week. And I think that just because you're home, and I'm directing this to Joe, the crotchety old man here, just because you're working from home doesn't mean that you're, you know, in your jammies not working at all. Because every time Joe talks about working from home, he does air quotes.
Yes. Of course he does.
I think people can be just as productive working from home.
Oh, absolutely. And I think there are some people who actually do take advantage of it.
But not Andy Cohn, I hope, because he works at home 3 days a week.
Right.
And he does take advantage of it, right?
Andy Cohn?
No, I won't. I would never use air quotes with Andy working from home.
No, days you can actually be more productive. I totally find myself more productive without, you know, people coming into your office every second and
less distraction.
You know, interrupting the daily flow of the day. You can get a lot done. Yeah. Well,
when I have to write,
it's difficult because I'm in the office.
When I'm writing an article, I prefer to work from home because it's easier.
Sure, sure. The only problem is you have to watch out for kind of things you have at home that are not in the office. Like I have
cats.
A dog, for instance.
Oh, this
and
is
Andy
one,
remembers
yeah.
this story. I had to work at home one day, and I had to run a webcast, you know, 500 people on the webcast. And I put my dog Ruckus in the basement because he does bark if he sees, like, the mailman or something like that. And everything was fine. We did the webcast. We're 44 minutes through the 45 minutes of the webcast. And my crazy neighbor decides, for some unexplained reason, to come inside. She's yelling my name out. When she doesn't hear my name, she lets the dog out of the basement. And he runs up, and she opens the door to my room to find me.
Yapping.
And he's like, right as I'm signing off of the webcast. But
I think it was a little before you were signing off, actually.
It was the last minute. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I never owned up to it, actually. I pretended that it was someone on the call, not me. So now everyone
there were a couple hundred people.
That was all. So
it was pretty slick. It could have been anyone.
That was pretty slick, Melinda.
Whose dog is that?
What a ruckus.
Anyway, so yeah. But I agree. You can be more productive. But certainly watch out for, you know, animals, kids.
Shrieking dogs.
Yes, Oprah. Exactly. Oprah.
The View.
Yes.
Well, I think that some big people might get... Well, I think that some people might get stuck. It's like, you know, you're getting ready to work and you got the TV on. It's like, ooh, look what's coming up on The View.
Well, you
and
know.
They sit there and they watch
it. Big fan
it,
of Joey Bear, are maybe, you, Joe?
He's been sucked. Maybe sorry ever since TV Rosie on. Left.
Let's not get Joe started.
Yeah,
Rosie,
come on.
Okay.
Well, the good trick as a manager, if you have people working at home, you know, just send them an email or give them a quick call. And, you know, if they take 2 hours to respond, obviously, there may be not so much
obviously.
Working
mm-hmm.
at home. Obviously.
Yep.
That's my little trick. Mm. Now you guys know.
Oh. Ooh.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you very much to today's sponsors. I promote you and say thank you with coffee. And thanks, of course, to our listeners. Tune in next week when you can get a sneak peek on who's on the Counselor Magazine's Elite Power 50 list. Plus, learn about the wackiest corporate gifts on the market this fall. Thanks and have a great day.